Well, welcome everybody to the Master Heart Family. And oh my, you're going to just love, love, love what we're going to do today. We're going to go to the kingdom within us and plant seeds of our dreams. And you'll see that they'll start coming true and you'll start experiencing your more and more of your dreams. And this is the Master Heart Family, where it's just divine. We have so many people that are creating so much, and so much magic is happening that we have people on all expense paid vacations with their families because of the amazing service that they're doing to others and growing their business. And so just all kinds of great things. And before we get into all of that and going literally, you'll be within your soul today. You'll be in God's garden and you'll plant seeds of all the things that you desire. And so welcome. And so who has some good news? What's the magic? What are some miracles that are happening in your life that you'd like to share?
I got something.
Hey, Shell. What's up?
So, first of all, I remember the last time we did this, and in my notebook here, Master Heart Family notebook, I have my dream seeds on one of the pages that I wrote last time. So it'll be interesting to go back and look at them.
Good, good. Yeah. And that's great. And in fact, that reminds me, or it's a great point to, for all of us to, as we're going through today, just start, if you just ask, like all of us, let's just ask, what dream do I want to experience? Do I want to have come true in my life? And just go ahead and write that down. And so I know what I have written, one of my dreams that I have. And as we go through today, again, I want you to be thinking about what dreams is. You want to have a lot of good clarity when you plant your dream seeds in God's garden today. So you were saying, Shell.
Yeah. So, you know, like I have been kind of up and down on waves of emotion. Wait, I'm like riding that vibrational scale up and then another day down and then up and then down. Yeah. And I have created a playlist on my Spotify account that I just call High Vibe Playlist. Mm-hmm. And when I'm feeling those down emotions, I'll just put that on. I also will remember, you know, to be like, okay, this is not how I want to feel. How do I want to feel? You know, and start asking for that. Mm-hmm. And also listening to your old episodes really helped. Like today I was just kind of feeling a little blah and I turned on one of your old episodes, and it was the one right after Deborah's book came out, The Crystal Prince.
Yeah.
And it was that episode where you guys offered to give Master Heart Family the audio version.
Yeah.
And I don't think I ever got that. I'm going to have to ask for that.
Yeah.
Listening,
the Princess.
It just filled my heart up and just got me in such a better mood.
Ah, man, that is just so beautiful. And so you actually gave a really neat next step for all of us that start doing create a high vibe list. And I love that name that you have, Shell, that it can take, you know, just some little thing for us to change it, to turn it around. And you mentioned, Shell, you know, going up and down like that, that most people are on a roller coaster. And the reason why they're on a roller coaster is because they're paying attention to the outside world. And so they feel really high if they get more business or money, or, you know, somebody gives them a compliment or all kinds of things. There's infinite number of things to be high on. And then they get real low when, somebody said no to them, or, you know, they got an argument, or their right knee hurts, or, you know, whatever. And one of the techniques, so one of the ways to get out of there, because it's all in your mind. Okay, you know, it's not like you can't see any of this. This is just what you're thinking and what you're feeling. And we each have the power to change what we think about anything. And in every particle of the universe, every thought, every person, every situation, there's the wanted, there's the divine, there's the blessing in it. And so instead of us, so for example, like, you know, the roller coaster goes down and now I'm feeling bad, you know, what is that? What is that from? And so let's say it's that someone told me no, or I got disappointed about something, or my, you know, I'm sick or whatever it is. And if you look at it as this is a blessing, and show me the blessing. And, you know, we've talked so many examples about, like, you know, I use my spectrum example about I had to spend hours, you know, on the phone with them, and that I just enjoyed myself. And so instead of getting upset, I went for the blessing and looked for the blessing in it. And then I found all kinds of blessings that I met new people and I inspired new people because they were amazed I wasn't all mad at them. You know, the spectrum people that, and so it's just like, oh my gosh, I just love on how that everything has a blessing in it. So it really isn't low. It actually, we have to be there on the roller coaster, if you will. We have to have the things that we don't want to create a better future for us, a better life for us. And when we realize that, now there's nothing to get sad about. There's nothing to get mad about. There's nothing to be ashamed about. That, you know, is
zero.
All,
yeah.
It's all happiness. Somebody's talking there. Mute everybody and then who's ever walking there. That so unmute yourself if you want to talk. And so, yeah, so it's this idea of, you know what the roller coaster is? It's the battle. Let's get out of the battle. Let's end the battle. Let's just surrender. And what you're surrendering to is actually God. You're saying, you know what? I believe. I know that this life is amazing and that I'm off the roller coaster. And I see the blessing in everything. And when you just ask for it, you don't have to figure this out, folks. That all we need to do is ask, show me the blessing. And then become very deliberate, like with the joy shot. I'm becoming deliberate. I'm going to deliberately say how I want it to be. I'm going to get really clear about what I desire. And so again, as we're going through today, write down, what is one of your dreams that you want? Because we're going to plant that in God's garden. And I promise you, it will grow and it will manifest itself in your life, as long as you believe and you don't get in the way. The only thing, you know, people say, yeah, you know, if I just would get out of my way. Exactly. Where are you in your way? It's that little committee going, you know, and then you're trying to figure out, and I'm going to figure out how. My personal business, which is my service, what I love, that it just exploded last week. I mean, it just was amazing. It's more people to help than I've ever had actually it just happened in one day. And it's just like none of those situations could have I figured out on how I attracted them in. But I know how I did it. Because I asked for, hey, I want ready, willing, and able people who understand, are wanting to become enlightened, who want to live their dreams, who want more of their dreams to come true, and they're willing to open up to that. So that's beautiful, Shell. Thank you so much. And you know, listening to the old ones, you know, another, some of the previous videos too. One is Walk with God, and we went through a whole series on actually how to start channeling with the divine. And I want to leave you, and then we'll talk about. But I would suggest everybody write this down. It's a divine thought that came to me last week. Some of you I've shared it with, but it is. God is within me. Okay, so when I asked, Christ, for example, was asked, you know, where is God? You know, kingdom is within me. Okay, God is within you. None of this, when you score a touchdown, everybody's pointing up in the sky. There's nothing up in the sky as far as it's not God. Okay, it's you should be pointing like this. And so the God is within me. An infinite intelligence. Now that's one that you could actually point up in the sky, if you will. It's this loving, divine energy. Infinite intelligence responds to my thought. And when you understand that, you got it. You have everything that you'll ever want. So again, it is God is within me. So don't be searching out there someplace. God's within you. We're going to go there today. And infinite intelligence responds to my thought. Your all-powerful thought. You're divine. You've been given this ability to think, to create. You co-create with God. You simply need to ask, and the Father will do the work. The Father will attract the people, the circumstances, the thoughts, everything that you want. You don't have to figure it out anymore. So no longer are we on this roller coaster of life. We got off the roller coaster, and now we're like this. And we're just going higher and higher, feeling better and better. And there's no end to that. Amen. Yay. So, other good news that you guys want to share? What's going on? Hey, Carlos, I see you there. Oh, I'll call on you in a second. I see you there. I love the Statue of Liberty. Carlos is a new member of the Master Heart family and a dear old friend of mine, and he's in New York. So welcome to the Master Heart family, and we
Thank
love
you.
You, and we're here to support you, and it's great to have you, and we love your background, man. Hey, Mia, what's going on?
Hey, Dr. Hank. So I started to experiment with the Joy Shop, just something that came to mind as I was doing it a couple of mornings ago. And because for me, music has like a profound effect, you know, it can change your vibration, it can change your mood, you know, if you're in a state of, you know, feeling like the committee's taking over, it can eradicate all of that. And so I looked up on YouTube and I found this sort of like inspirational instrumental music.
Cool.
And so I put it on while I was saying the Joy Shop. And I mean, it almost makes you feel like a superhero in a sense.
You are.
Well, yeah. But the feeling that it just amplified the feeling that much more.
Yeah.
So every morning now I've been putting on like this inspirational music, and it's
wow.
Just not that it's needed, but it's something that just feels really good to do with the Joy Shop.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of this added effect. And so I started to laugh the other day while I was doing it, because it seemed like the sort of crescendo of the music was matching up perfectly with everything that was being said. And so I was like, you know, this would be a great thing to just sort of record myself saying my Joy Shop with the music and just listen to that when I walk, you know, I walk my dog by the river every day. And so to listen to that. And so I did it yesterday, and I just felt so good. You know, just put me in a really good mood. All day long. And so that's the first thing I want to share.
Okay. And if I could just
really
comment
cool.
on that,
yeah.
So our mind, body, and spirit are all intertwined. And so when we can have something physical like music to come in, that because it all impacts each other. So, you know, you want to, yeah, if you listen to music, do you know what that is, so that we could check it up on, see it on YouTube? Do you have
yeah,
it?
I can, I can grab it and send it in our group chat or a group
Okay,
text.
yeah, and do that when you're done talking, and whenever, and text it to me too. I'll send it out then, on that. And so that's amazing. And then for those of you that don't understand, maybe the Joy Shop, that the Joy Shop, it basically is something that was channeled from the divine intelligence, like that magical statement, to me on the perfect way in order to improve our thinking and improve the way that we feel, that then opens up, raises our point of attraction to have our more of our dreams come true. And so again, if you need want some clarification on that, contact me individually and we can get into that. And so what else is the good news, Mia?
Well, I think I shared this with you, Dr. Hank. I was talking with my mom last week, and she had shared that she wasn't feeling happy. And, as a daughter, that just kind of like, oh, like, you want to see your parents happy. I didn't know why. She didn't really share, but I just was guided to, I just sent her a copy of the Joy Shop. I said, Mom, I said, I do this every morning, and this has been really helpful for me. And I wasn't sure if she was going to do it or not. And I said, it's worth a try if you have time in the morning while you're having your coffee or whatever to just do it. And I've noticed, I haven't asked her about it, but just in my conversations with her after giving that to her, she seems brighter, and I noticed that she's not telling me about what's going wrong on the news. Because that's what my mom tends to flow. Like, did you hear about this? And I was like, nope. And so, I'm really happy about that. And the last thing I'll share today is that I was hired at a place to do meditation with veterans. And I started out as a volunteer. Just to do that, and then I did the art show or the art circle, and that was really fun. I realized as I was there the other day that the whole staff, they're not fun. And the way I say that, because they're just not ha happy. They talk a lot about my trauma, my issues, my stress, my and to me, it just is not an environment where I think the veterans and others who come there can really be supported and to really see their health improve. And so I sat there on the weekend and I was like, I don't know if I want this. And I said, well, I'm glad that I met the people that I met and helped the people that I helped. But what do I want? And so you were just talking about, I wrote it down about seeing the blessing in everything and seeing the blessing in the contrast, and it just allows you to ask for what you do want. And so I made a decision. I said, I don't think that this position is the best for me. I think it was great because it was the contrast. But what do I really want? How do I really want to serve the world, to support the world, and also what kind of income do I want? And so with that, I've had multiple conversations with members of the Heart family, with Dua, and just exploring other options, which I'm really, really excited about. But it was a blessing, because instead of saying, all the negative things that I could about the job, it was more of like, I was really grateful for that opportunity. I met a lot of great people. I was able to help a lot of great people. And now I'm off to something that's more fun and in more alignment with me. So.
Beautiful, beautiful. See, and the committee members would come in again. That's that little chattering voice, fear, worry, doubt, complaining, blame, shame, guilt. And it's the only devil there is. It's the thing that prevents us from having everything we ask for. And so a lot of people, the committee will come in and say, "Oh, come on, Mia, you should help those veterans. I mean, you can't leave them alone." That everybody has their own guidance system. And that guidance system is our feelings. When we feel bad, it means we're not thinking about this as God is, our higher power is. And when we feel good, we're on our lighted path. And so that it's not our responsibility. First of all, the world isn't broken and needs to be fixed, okay? That everything is playing out just fine. And we're here, our soul is here for more growth that's automatically going to happen, but also more freedom. And then you were talking about it, Mia, more joy. And so that's what your soul is here for. It's not to sit and, oh, I have to. There are no more have-tos in our lives. Okay. There's no, it's that what makes me feel best. And when you're on your lighted path, not only will you thrive, but everyone around you will thrive. And because you're awakened now, see, if you weren't awakened, like with Master Heart Family and understanding that there's this committee and we don't have to listen to it anymore, that if you're not awakened, what you do is you talk with those staff members and you tell them about your pity party. And so to these committees from the staff members and then you, and you're all making it all worse for everybody.
Yeah, and I actually, in the short time that I was there, I saw it get worse. And to the point where I saw the staff getting, sick and the health issues and, blowing up at each other. And I was like, wow, this is fascinating,
Great. That's a good word. Yeah. This is fascinating to just observe, be the observer biblically. You know, it says be the observer. And yeah, it's just fascinating because man, all this stuff is what I don't want. And going to impact way more people now on what you do attract, in there. And I can help you like with that do opportunity and we can talk about that separately and how to take you to the next level with that. In fact, we have a couple of people because of that opportunity that are on this all expense paid trip, that are off to the Caribbean or wherever. And so you can have that too, with your boyfriend. Yeah,
Hey.
beautiful. Mia, great. Well, thank you. Great. And so who wants to share some more good news? The miracles in your life. Melanie, we need your voice. Unmute. You're still. I had to mute everybody because there was no, I can't hear you. Let me just see. I'm gonna say ask to unmute.
There.
There we
Okay.
go. Okay, good.
Yeah, hold on. I can do it with my phone. But I want to add on to, yes, I do the music with my Joy Shop too, with the
Awesome.
different hertz musics that they have. It's like there's different things that you can, ask for. And then it's funny, I was already going to talk about this dynamic that I have going on at the farmers market that I work at.
Okay.
Because I work with stress in the brain and I reset people, and so I've been wanting working with Dr. Hankin to get me into companies to be able to work on the employees, because I've had this done for a long time on me, and I've always thought that, oh my God, if we could incorporate this into a business, it would improve the morale and the retention and productivity, and just it would change the entire atmosphere. And so when I finally started going up to the Wimberley's market, they had been trying to get me to come up for a while. And the one of my friends, they have a booth up there. They have an apothecary. And she just bitches. She would bitch about everybody. Everybody. And she's been coming to me. She calls me her first healer because she's been coming for a long time. And so I just I, you know, I her personality is that way. She likes to bitch about things, and she was so ugly to this one elderly lady who actually, well, all she was trying to do was help them at their booth, and she was like a groupie almost. But the whole situation, and this was months ago, and I said, this is just ugly and unnecessary, and the poor lady, I just knew it was unnecessary. So I knew what I do, and I kept doing my do. And now it's such a beautiful union with them and the elderly lady. And my friend says how much she loves that woman so much. And it was as if None of that stuff ever happened in the past, as if they've never, she never had this horrible disposition against her.
Yeah.
And so it was just really funny. And
so then how did you change those people? So you do what you do that, see, we have been told the belief that, oh, you can't change other people. And you just shared, you just change this whole dynamic, you know, with these people. And basically overall, what we do is we pray for the way we want them and we don't talk about the way we don't want them. But what specifically did you do to help change that?
Well, my thing too is just me sitting in my vibe and manning my vibration on my little table when I'm not working on anyone. I'm sitting there and that woman would walk by me, and I had never got to work on her until this last weekend, but she for months now would walk by me and she'd go, "I just love you.
Yeah.
I just love you." And it's because I was sitting there thinking, "I love you. I love you." And just cleaning the energy with my mind.
Yeah.
But no one knew, you know, I'm staying in my, on my little booth in my little spot and just being quiet and not getting involved. But now I have like all the other vendors, they've been coming to me. And so it's gotten to where they're like, okay, don't close up. Let me wait until the end of the day and then we'll come over. So we're doing bartering and I come home and I have bags of stuff. And my son was like, "Why'd you buy all that?" I said, "I didn't buy it all. Bartering."
Yeah.
So it's been beautiful.
That is fantastic. I just love that. And it really is that, you know, again, it's your vibe. And what does that mean? It means, what are you thinking about? And so if you're thinking about, you know, what you don't like, and, you know, and if you're mad or, you know, think somebody's this way because they've been that way, that they'll just get worse and you'll turn them into a monster. And instead, Melanie and Melanie said, you know, they didn't know. Well, that's true. Consciously, people don't know, but subconsciously within them, underneath all the guards in their heart and, you know, that their committee behind all that, we're all pure love. And so and that's the strongest power there is in the universe. And so when Melanie gives love, Melanie becomes irresistible. And we all can become irresistible when we just give love and don't get into, oh, well, you know, he's this way or he said that to me. Don't get into their committee. You're just talking and thinking about their committee. Instead, call it the way you want it. Oh, I see our relationship better. I see my business growing. I love more.
If I would have fed into that ugly and then nothing would be as it is now. But I fed into the pretty and it just blossomed. It's beautiful.
That's beautiful. You know, Melanie is also an artist, and one of her paintings, if you can show us, this is called The First Angel.
Mm-hmm.
Painting of the first angel. And just her name of it, isn't that beautiful? The First Angel. And that is, so that's just beautiful, Melanie. And, you know, that's priceless. It's like Mia and her art. It's priceless. There's nobody, and we all can be artists of whatever we want. You know, I've been calling Michelangelo in. And he's been giving me some wild, you know, idea. And that we can be anything that we want. And so, Melanie, we just love that. The First Angel, isn't that beautiful? And I don't know if you want copies or whatever, you can, you know, contact Melanie on that, but it is one beautiful angel and it's the first angel. Isn't that great? Yeah.
And real quick with the cars last week, and I was talking about the angels in the white cars. And Well, I've got my little girl who lost her mind a while back. With the teeth, remember I
talked
about. Okay. So I've been doing house visits for her. And she's coming back a little bit at a time. And I started talking to her about how all of my angels, they had me in their entourage, or they're my entourage, and then got them there to her house. And she looked at me and she goes, "I see that too."
Wow.
And I was like, "Good, you do?" And she goes, "Yeah. And I see yellow ones a lot too." And I said, "Oh, I see blue and red a lot too. They throw in the red a whole lot. That's and then the blue too. And so it's been very obvious here lately. And I'll be damned, after I left, the first car I saw was a bright yellow one. And so now when I'm on my way to go and see her, it'll be the whites, and then some red, blue, and then boom, bright yellow. I was like, yep, I'm on my way to you, Addie. I'm on my way.
Oh my God. I love that. Yeah. And that, you know, and people that, you know, kind of ask like these angels, what is this? And it's a loving energy of God. And that we can, you know, see that, and you can feel the presence and all those that have walked before us. You know, we've had people that have called in their grandparents, and now they have this great relationship. I did yoga, not this morning. I didn't do yoga this morning, but yesterday morning I did yoga, and I did it with my mom. And she loved yoga. And, you know, so we have eternal life. And this is just an amazing life, a beautiful life. And it's all a matter of how we decide to look at it and not how we were told to look at it. And so that's beautiful, Melanie. Thank you so much. That's great.
Can I speak?
Other blessings?
Can I speak? Yeah. So I kind of wanted to add into what Melanie was talking about on our vibrations. And thanks to you, Dr. Hank. I'll kind of fill everyone else. My mom had surgery last week, and I've had 56 years of her being not so nice and not so happy. And we talked about just before she was getting ready to go in for surgery, you know, changing my vibration and see. And Dr. Hank gave me a few things to say to her, which I kind of half skeptically went in and said, okay, I'll do it. We'll see. And she received it so well. Like I wasn't even believing it actually. But since then, I mean, we're now another week has passed. She has been so kind, so grateful, so just nice to be around. So I've been here, you know, trying to get her up and walking and rehabbing her. And she's in a nursing home now, but she's just, you know, she's not complaining. It's amazing.
She's not being, you know, mean to you.
Not at all. She's actually the opposite. She's being so nice that I'm like, wow, where'd my mother go and who are you? So it's awesome though. But I don't know if you guys are hearing me. I'm kind of going in and out on my end.
No, we hear you fine.
I don't have good therapy.
Yeah.
But so anyway, thank you, Dr. Hank. And I just, you know, that is, it's so amazing when you start seeing that our vibrations do change everything that's happened. I mean, my life has changed drastically in the last few months with, you know, just changing myself. So it's pretty amazing and very fun.
So. Yeah. And it's fun. Yeah. And it's enjoyable because everybody can be angelic or not. You just saw the knot in your mother for 56 years or whatever. And then you decided to change it. When we say vibration, to be clear, what that means is I decided to change the way I think. I decided the way to change the way that I think about my mom. And so we invited, we told her that some miracles were coming her way. That's one of the things that she shared. And normally her mother would just say, oh, come on, you know, quit saying dumb stuff, you know, and she said, oh my gosh, really? How cool.
she would have said it a little more colorfully than then.
What the hell are you talking about?
I was raised Catholic, and so I've left the Catholic Church, and because of that, there's always been like, if you say anything, then, you know, in her mind, at least up until now, she's always said, well, you know, I'm going to go straight to hell because I left that church. And so that's been, so for me to go talk to her about miracles, I was a little afraid, honestly. I didn't know how, because I asked to have her pray for Christ one time, and she almost tore me a new one. I mean, it was really ugly. Wow. I mean, like, how dare I? And so we've kind of, you know, I don't really talk to her about spiritual things at all, just because, you know, but now I feel like that door is opening, that maybe we'll be able to have some more of those conversations. So I'm so thankful for that.
Yeah, isn't that beautiful? Yeah. And I love this kind of idea about, the doors are opening. What doors are we opening? I want a better relationship, you know, with my mother, with my spouse, with, you know, my clients, with the people that I interact with. You know, I want a better relationship with God. Oh, yeah. So that's beautiful, Carolyn. We're so happy for you. And that's why, yeah, we all have the power to change. And, with just hearing, Melanie and Carolyn now, and yeah, you can just change people, and Mia and Mia used, said, hey, why don't you do the joy shop? And it just works miracles. And that's what we are. We're miracle player. I'd say miracle workers, but we don't work. We're miracle players. Don't you love it? Ooh, we love that. We're miracle players. Yeah. Work's no fun. So with that, why don't we go to the kingdom within? And before we start, I'd like you to just relax, think about what are some dreams that you have? So just think, just quietly, breathe deeply. So when I asked all of us, and what's your dream? My first one is I want even more enlightenment. I just love that. That's the highest vibrational thought that you can be at is enlightenment. Be enlightened and to realize it's not about religions and this Catholic or this Jewish or what it's nothing that's the kingdom's within us. There's no name, there's no religion there, there's our spirituality. And we bless all the religions. We're never against anything, but we do want our seeds, our dreams of enlightenment. Maybe want more joy, more love, better relationships. Just think upon that. Because as we think about what will be, then it will be. So I invite you to now close your eyes, become very relaxed, and just give it up. Leave the day however it has been. Just leave that and breathe in deeply. Breathe in. And breathe out. And as you breathe out, just say to yourself, relax, 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 relax. Breathe in the breath of God, the breath of divine intelligence. Breathe in. And breathe out. And just become at ease, so comfortable, so in love, so happy. Relax the top of your head, relax your eyes, relax your jaw. Just relax your body, relax your arms. Go down your chest, your organs, your hips, your thighs, feet, hands, ankles, feet. So relax. Just love this state. This is why the meek inherit the earth, as we are relaxed and asking now for a state of oneness. With our higher power, with God Almighty, with our Lord. Breathe in. And breathe out. And I want you to think about your dreams and take one of your dreams, take that thought. And now take that thought and just have it. It's in a heart shape and have it just fall into your hand. It's this beautiful seed of this dream shaped as a heart. It's a beautiful red heart, so lovely, so divine. It's a beautiful dream, maybe of enlightenment, maybe of more love, better relationships, more easy money, more business. Business is good, money is good. Provides wellness for all. Just breathe in deeply. And then now take another dream of yours and just take it from your mind and place it in a heart shape in your hand. Start taking more of your dreams and start filling your hand with these beautiful heart-shaped red dreams, these beautiful dreams of yours. And now take a beautiful, beautiful treasure chest. You now have a treasure chest in front of you. It's a golden treasure chest. And lift up that treasure chest and begin putting your hearts of dreams in the treasure chest. So beautiful, putting love in there. Dreams of a long life. Dreams of a happy life. Dreams of a wealthy life. Dreams of a healthy life. Just put all of your dreams, these beautiful red hearts, into this beautiful treasure chest of yours. Breathe in deeply. And now together, we're going to take those last dreams there that you have and put them in the treasure chest and close the chest, treasure chest. And just hold your beautiful treasure chest now. Hold it up to your heart. And then together, we're going to go and begin floating down into our soul, into where God is, God within us, into the kingdom. And so just now, start to take off, start to float from your chair and to start going in within you. It's an infinitely large, beautiful place and space. As you begin floating through the air into your being, the amazing, beautiful you, you go past the committee, you go past the guards and the chains in front of your heart, and you go deeper and deeper and deeper. And together we're now floating with our treasure chests. We look at each other and we smile and we're just like children. We feel so good knowing that we're going to go plant our dreams now in God's garden. And we float down and we all gently land in the front of God's garden. And there's these beautiful golden gates that open up for us. And at the top it says, God's garden, welcome, divine one. And we just love this as together we walk into God's garden. There's beautiful flowers, beautiful trees. We hear the angels singing now. The harps are playing. And it just feels so good here. It's just so divine. God's light, looking like the sun, flows into us. We feel so warm. We feel so loved. We feel joy and happiness. We're at so much at peace now. As we walk down this golden pathway through God's garden. Oh, it's just so beautiful. We just begin skipping along and whistling. Oh, it's just so divine. It's beautiful. God's breath, just we feel that breeze in our cheek. And we just walk through God's garden in awe. It smells so fresh. Like a fresh spring day. So beautiful. We're so beautiful. And as we walk down this path, we look out and there's this beautiful field. It's the most nutritious soil we've ever seen. It's a field where we just know whatever is planted in this God's garden, that it grows and it manifests into our experience on this beautiful world and Mother Earth. It is just so fun, so beautiful. And we stand now in front of this beautiful earth, this beautiful soil, God's magical soil. It's divine soil that anything planted grows there. And we now get down on our knees and we take our chest, our treasure chest, and we open it up. And now we go into the beautiful God's earth. We just feel that earth. Oh, it feels so good. That fertile soil upon our hands. And we reach into our treasure chest and we take one of our dreams and we go, we plant it. Oh, and we plant it and we cover it now with this rich, deep, nutritious soil. The soil that creates everything in our life. God's garden. Just love this planting. We dig just, and it's so easy to just go in this fertile soil. And we just reach our hand in, and it goes as far deep as we want. And we just raise it out, and there's this beautiful hole here, this beautiful place to birth our desires. And we take another one of our dreams, our hearts, our red hearts, and we put it in that beautiful place, a birthplace, and then we fill it up with God's soil. That's so wonderful as we just continue now to easily and happily plant all of our dreams and one after the next. Good health and wealth and happiness and joy, beautiful relationships, more laughter. Oh, we love that dream coming true. More laughter, more smiles. Oh, and more better feeling thoughts. That's a beautiful one. And we feel better. Yeah, we plant feeling better there. So wonderful. We just love it. And now we take the last of our dreams that are in the treasure chest and we go and we plant them too in God's garden. We just love how beautiful it feels to know that now our dreams are planted. We have sowed. And we are going to now have a harvest as our dreams have started to grow already. And we love that. And we step back, all of us together in line by the God's garden and looking at all this beautiful divine soil, knowing that all of our dreams are planted here now. And up from the heavens comes swooping down Archangel Michael. Yes, the manifester, the master of manifesting. And he goes and sprinkles onto our dreams his blue light and energy and angel dust on these beautiful dreams of ours. To make it manifest even more now, even more beautifully, quickly, and easily. Our dreams are coming true, are growing through this soil, and will be in our experience now. And the other archangels come by, and they just come and they drop their beautiful light. Their beautiful energy, their beautiful angel dust upon this field and upon us. And we feel this divine light and energy and angel dust upon us. Feeling so good, so happy. We're on the wanted side of life now. We're on the divine side of life. We're walking with God now as we so, so enjoy this peace, this relief, this knowing that all of our dreams are coming true. And God's light shines upon our dreams, down upon us. And the showers, the beautiful rain, rains this fresh, oxidized rain on this divine soil and upon us, and it cleanses us and purifies us now. Breathe in. And breathe out. And just be silent now, standing in front of God's garden and your dreams. And we now pray over God's garden, and we pray for it to now, our dreams to grow and be in our life. And we give thanks for this, and we appreciate this. And we now take our treasure box back as we have more dreams to fill in there, as we live this beautiful life and only see the blessings in everything. And we walk down this golden path back into God's beautiful garden where the beautiful flowers are, the trees are. We hear the angels singing, blessing us and blessing our dreams. We hear the harps playing, the beautiful music just soothing our souls. And we now walk out of the golden gates of God's garden. And together we begin to float up into the air, going from deep within our soul where God rests, and coming now, floating up, just enjoying flying the freedom that we have. Be able to choose every and anything we want now in our lives. It is so divine. It is so fun. It is so wonderful. And I now invite us to now land and gently land back into our chairs. Feeling so good. Feeling at one with God and all that is. We just love on how we can go to this place at any time. And we love and we give thanks that our dreams are now coming true. I now invite you to welcome this world in as we open up our eyes and say, welcome. When you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. When you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. When you're happy and you know it, when you're happy and you know it, when you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. Woohoo! So, what did you feel there? What did you experience there? How wonderful was that?
It was beautiful.
Beautiful.
I was envisioning all of it happening as you were saying it, and we were all there together in the garden.
Yeah, isn't that great? Yeah. So wonderful.
Thinking of everyone's wishes coming true, their dreams coming true, got to me. It's like, oh, I want all y'all to have everything you want.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
It's fully transported into the vision of everything. It was, I could, you know, usually when you see a vision or you see yourself, like almost like a movie, but I felt like I was really there.
Yeah.
In it. It was great.
Yeah, that's beautiful. And now you can expect, you just need the committee to ask the committee to leave, and then you can expect all your dreams to come true. This is how it is. This is how easy it is. We don't have to work at all. We just need to play, love each other, enjoy, be kind, especially to ourselves. Yeah, isn't that beautiful? So, any other comments? Yeah. Are you ready to sing? We like to laugh and have more fun.
We like to laugh and have more fun.
For we are the chosen ones. Planting seeds is our new game. Happiness is our middle name. Experiencing dreams is our divine right. As we walk in God's garden and light. Sound off the Master Heart family.
Sound off the Master Heart family.
Hi, children. Sound off the Master Heart family.
Sound off the Master Heart family.
Yes, yes.
Yes.
Well, beautiful, everybody. Your week is going to be incredible. Dreams are going to be coming true, that you're going to feel better. You're going to be happy, more smiles, more laughters, and all those dreams you planted are with you now. And so it is. I love you all. Bye bye.
Bye, guys. Love you.
Bye, everybody. Love you guys. Have a great week.
Bye. Thank you.